Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Well, hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
Yeah.
Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps, and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
Everybody!
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
It's catchy and zippy, but honestly,
second,
if it took him more than 5 minutes to write this.
Wow.
Let's go to the phone here because Brad Jones is standing by. And Brad invented a little something called Hockey Fest. And while the rest of the country is focused on the draft, you can be focused on having a great time at Hockey Fest. And good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
By the way, for being on, you have to sing that song in and complete. You want to start now?
Tom Connors. You know, you can start with that one. Then you can do Sudbury Saturday Night. I'm from the entertainment side of the business, so we did it. My father works with Stompin' Tom in Canada for many, many years. That is so funny that you played that song.
Well, like I said, it's the greatest thing ever written. All right, so
somebody somewhere just got 15 cents for you playing that
exactly.
song.
Exactly. All right, Hockey Fest. Explain what it is and how families get involved here.
Hockey Fest, this is the first time on American soil. We are with the Blackhawks, have been amazing partners. About a year ago, we came to Chicago and took a meeting with the top brass, and they said, get in here. So next weekend, June 22nd and 23rd, two tractor trailers show up and unload 15 true, real sets of rink boards out in the parking lot that we play on 50% to scale NHL ice rinks that are with asphalt minus the ice, and they're 42.5 by 100, and 3-on-3 format, all ages 6 to 75, men and female and kids and adults. It's just what it is, Steve. It's a touring hockey festival. I'm a huge hockey fan, grew up in Canada.
Sure.
And we have blow up games for kids to play mini sticks and hardest shot competitions, and there's food trucks and there's DJs playing music, and it's an old school style carnival just based around the game of hockey. And we're thrilled to be in Chicago and thrilled that the Blackhawks wanted us to come to the States and start it here.
Well, nobody gets hockey better than the Blackhawks. I mean, the Blackhawks have reinvented hockey in this town, as you know. Three cups didn't hurt. But on top of three cups, the organization has always gotten it right. So I'm excited that you're excited about this, and it's going to be great fun for folks. And you know how big hockey has blown up since the resurgence of the Blackhawks here. So there's going to have to be a first-come, first-serve for these rinks, I would assume, for the tournament?
Yeah, so what it is, it's a registration. So it's $495 to register a team of up to eight, as I said, all ages. And we've still got a few spots left. Registration closes next Wednesday at midnight. Dave Boland is actually a very good friend of mine. We play golf together on Wednesday afternoons in London, Ontario. So I know he was Mr. 17 second there with the Blackhawks. So that's a nice tie-in for us. And certainly he was helpful in getting us in front of the right people. But and I know, Steve, that you're a big golf fan. And David Faraday is a close friend of mine and client. And he and his wife are a part owner in this venture.
Oh, that's great.
So there's a little tidbit for you as well.
On U.S. Open weekend.
You got it, on U.S. Open, exactly.
So, Brad, let's say that there's somebody who has never played street hockey but likes the idea. Yeah. Steve, I don't know if you want to form a team with me, maybe John.
We played, when I was a kid, I've told you the story before. Oh, by the way, when I was talking earlier, I've got a bunch of texts, and Maureen even texted me and said, you referred, this is totally off topic here for a second, you referred to your adoptive dad as someone you never met. How's that possible? I don't want to confuse people who continue to bring this up. My birth father is the person I didn't meet. My adoptive dad, obviously, I knew for a while. So just clearing that up as an extension of Father's Day week, I would remember it. Because with my ADD, Brad, I'd forget it for the rest of the show, and I'd be getting hate texts all weekend. All right, now, Dave, what was your question? Because I played street hockey.
Right, I'm sure you did. And I played.
Because we couldn't afford
bit.
Ice or skates.
Right, or a street. You did have a street.
We had a street.
Yeah. So, but Brad, somebody who's never played this game, I mean, is there a level at which they could play it at least be competitive, or is it something you have to have a little bit of experience?
No, you don't have to have any experience with it at all. You just have to have a pair of sneakers, and I mean, even the Blackhawks, we have sticks if you didn't have proper sticks. But it's all, you know, levels, and from, you know, the house league kid or the first year player to AAA or junior hockey players that want to come out and play with their friends, and you know, it's the rawest form. You know, we grew up in Canada. You played ice hockey in the winter, and you played street hockey in the summer with your neighbors and your friends. And basically, I'm a big believer in what's old is new again, and you see it with television shows and all this kind of stuff. So we think, and we're seeing huge success in Canada, and as I said, we're excited to come to the States with it. But all levels can play it, and you know, you run around with your friends or your neighbors or your work colleagues, or, you know, there's co-ed teams, and it's just a great atmosphere.
It's fun.
And as I said, it's just really fun. And then listen, it gets heated. I mean, there's some adult divisions. These guys are close to pro players, and they take it very serious because there's cash prizes for the winners for the adult divisions. And but yeah, it's you know, and even if you're not, Steve, if you're not a player and you just want to come down and check out the festival and hear music and have some great different food options and watch, as I said, 6 to 75-year-olds have a great time. You can come down and just be, you know, be a spectator. And these rink board systems are like nothing else. These aren't hay bales or old pieces of fence.
Yeah.
I mean, these are, you know, designed for this. And as I said, they're 50% to NHL rink size, and there's 10-foot netting round, so the ball stays in play. All the referees are licensed referees, so you have great refereeing for all the games. And every team, you know, you get 4 games guaranteed, and 70% of the teams make the playoffs on Sunday. And I would encourage people, if you're a hockey fan or a Hawks fan and you just want to get out on a Saturday and Sunday, you come down and you see some of the level of, it's fun to watch the kids. I mean, you know, screaming and laughing and having a great time. You know, big thing for me was, I have 2 sons, and I see kids nowadays spending too much time, you know, playing video games or on their computer systems or iPads. And the reality is, get outside and have some great activity, and it's just a fun setting. So that's what Hockey Fest is all about.
If you're under 9, it's 4 players and a goalie. If you're over 9, it's 3 and a goalie, yes?
Correct. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. And by the way, the Blackhawks are excited to offer every tournament participant a voucher for a complimentary ticket to the Blackhawks' 3 preseason games leading up to the 1920 season. And every team who wins its division championship get a Blackhawks hat for each player and an invitation to an exclusive MB Ice Arena event immediately following the tournament's conclusion. Here's the really cool part. Every team is guaranteed to play at least 4 games, and 70% of the team is going to make the playoffs.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
So well done by you, man. That's a lot of figuring out structure and different things. It sounds like fun.
We got a great team, and as I said, Blackhawks have been first class, and it's going to be an annual event. So that third week of June, people can count on us at the United Center, and it just grows from first year. So we're thrilled to be coming to town.
And there's only a couple of slots left, so make sure you register your team if you're interested, because we're talking about next weekend.
So. You got it.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Brad. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate your time. Have a great day.